You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. Westworld, the penultimate episode of season one.
Yes.
The well-tempered Clavier.
Clavier.
Yeah. Sorry, you just told me how to say it and I said it wrong.
No, that's okay. Well, yeah. That's the French pronunciation, so hey.
Clavier.
Clavier is French for keyboard, so which kind of actually is a little bit more to the point when it's coming to Westworld.
True.
Because that's how you would say, this is my computer keyboard.
Well, this is definitely the episode that confirmed the two biggest fan theories.
Yes.
You know, both that Bernard is, in fact, Arnold.
Yes.
And that there is, in fact, multiple timelines.
There are multiple timelines.
Three timelines, yes. In fact, that have now been delineated.
There's the 35-year, 30-year, and quote-unquote present.
Yeah, where we confirmed that a lot of the scenes that we saw Bernard talking to Dolores, that was, in fact, Arnold.
Yes.
That we saw.
Absolutely. And in fact, that's... You know, Arnold has his own lab that's under Escalante, which is the you know, village that has been covered in sand and has, you know, obviously or supposedly been you know, unearthed.
Yes. Well, we know when we see it in the sequences of, like, it being filled with people, that was in the 35 years ago, when it was just a testing ground.
The test site is 30 years ago.
Covered with sand is 30 years ago.
30 years ago.
And when it's empty, but there, it's current.
Yes, supposedly.
And it's still a little...
If there aren't more timelines, but yes.
It's still
the,
a little...
The three seems to be the on the nose.
It's still a little confusing in this episode a bit at which timeline we're seeing Dolores in the last third of this, because she seems to be jumping around back and forth.
And the man in black has stated that he has been to the park multiple times, so this could be like 5 years ago. Who knows?
Interestingly as well, if anyone remembers that picture of a woman that we saw in episode one.
Which if you don't remember, then frankly you haven't been paying attention.
It was one of those things you didn't really realize much was that big of a mystery, but...
Oh, really? That always struck me as something that, okay, this is going to be big.
But now we know that was, in fact, Logan's sister,
sister, and that he gives that to William, which, you know, may indeed confirm that William is, in fact, the man in black.
And indeed, his behavior in this episode would seem to lead one to believe that that's the breaking point where he turns to William the nice guy to William the fuck-it guy.
He's gone full William Money from Unforgiven in the latter part of this episode, to the extent that he is literally dismantled, like, you know, 15 Confederate soldiers.
and clearly took a little too much pleasure in it.
Yeah, he might have been a little bit mad at that point.
And as good as everybody's sequences are in this, because there's really not much in the way of filler, I kept finding myself going, will you please get back to Bernard Arnold? Because the episode basically starts with him realizing that.
And they kept doing the bit where he's like, you know, I want to remember everything. I want to remember it from the start. And it keeps on taking it back to his kid in the fucking room where he's dying. It's like, no!
We already know that one.
Exactly. It's like, you played that card already. Stop it.
Yeah. But we do eventually get the
big payoff and yet more evidence that you can't really creep up on Ford. He's got you covered coming sideways.
He is the god of this world, as he makes very clear as he totally dismantles Bernard's plan.
Yeah.
With ease, kind of embarrassingly almost.
Yeah, and that's, you know, as far as big posers from this episode, that's definitely one of them. You're like, all right, well, why did you go through this whole rigmarole when, you know, you're just going to take him out to begin with? And also, you know, by all appearances, if we're going by silhouettes anyway, Bernard has taken powder that he has shot himself through his head.
Yeah, once again, being a host, so fixable.
And you're wondering, it's just like, well... Do you do this every time one of your Bernards goes on the blink? Do you have, like, you know, several Bernards in cold storage that you can just pipe out
and
upload new shit into?
Ford has kind of convinced himself he is God at this point, you know, not just of Westworld either.
Well,
He's kind of a psychopath.
If not a psychopath, definitely a misanthrope, that every time he is discussing how humans think and behave. He's like, they are vastly inferior to the host.
Oh, definitely a misanthrope. I mean, he literally is like only real connection he had with another person in this entire institute was with Bernard, and we learned that even he's not a human being. So right. It's like, yeah, you just don't like people, and in fact even tells Bernard, never trust a human.
And the idea that he seems to be fighting against completely is, I don't want hosts to be anywhere else other than this amusement park, because then they'll just become human, and that's vastly inferior.
Okay, so question. And I've seen a lot of people feeling very strongly one way or the other about this, but when he's flashing back, Bernard slash Arnold, mm-hmm. one of the sequences we see is with him with Teresa. And it certainly appears from one point of view that Teresa freezes like a host.
Yeah, I think that's just glitch. I think I don't think the idea meant to be conveyed is that she herself is a host. I don't think that is a real memory any more than the, Gina Torres.
Well, the other take I heard on it was that it wasn't that she froze, it's that he's fast-forwarding and rewinding through memories.
Exactly.
Which I can honestly see either one. If they decided to make Teresa a host, you could say, no, that's what we saw there.
I think it's, I feel, and it's hard to say because Westworld is such a mindfuck, but I do feel that they're trying to keep the stakes somewhat consistent, and I don't think her death would be that big of a deal if they're going to turn around and say, no, she was a host all along. Because if that was the case, why would Ford have to go through that grand guignol of bringing her down into a secret lab?
Very true.
And going through the motions. And more to the point of putting Bernard through so much trauma that he eventually has to get to a point where he's got to take him out as well.
Yeah, that's true. We did see a little bit more confirming that Bernard at the very least put a Elsie in a headlock.
Yeah.
But as my first thought is, well, we never saw a body. So as far as I'm concerned, that means Elsie's not dead.
Yeah. I mean, even with Bernard, you only see this silhouette of him. And then you see a gun flash, With Elsie, I think the fact that her, employee badge has been activated somehow,
mm-hmm.
Certainly that may just be to lure Stubbs out into the wilderness where he gets Jurassic Parked.
Yes.
Totally, like, he just wanted them to turn around to the ghost station and go, clever girl. Bam.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. What is the ghost nation there, who are clearly not programmed to respond to commands?
Right.
What are they protecting?
We do not know.
And that was like we got a trace LC signal, which leads me to believe, okay, he just knocked her out. And she's being held out there somewhere.
And, just to throw something into the mix, I think it's very telling that one of the things that really triggered Maeve into recall is finding that doll that one of the Ghost Tribe members left for her to find.
Mm-hmm.
By accident or not, it's like, what are the Ghost Nation? Or, obviously, it's an area of the park. Their area of the park is one that's very, very dangerous.
Yes.
Or at least, it seems like that even the other hosts encourage people to not go in there.
Yes. I also really enjoyed Maeve's part in this thing, as you're saying. I thought it was really interesting, the setup with her and Hector, that she's kind of chosen him to be her tool on this. And some people were talking smack about the scene as they're making love, as the thing's burning around them. And I actually thought
that was great.
It was awesome.
I mean, what a better metaphor could you ask?
Well, because it's the first time these people have ever chosen to have had sex with someone outside of their programming.
Yes.
This was an independent decision to have passion.
And this certainly, kind of lays it on the line as much as Westworld ever does, that There are certain hosts that obviously we know that Maeve and Dolores are both, kind of getting to the point where they're in on the whole joke. And what Maeve does in this is purposely awaken Hector. Although, as our friend Johnny Neal pointed out, he's like, why are they shooting each other when there's no human beings around? And that, you know, fair enough.
Well, I mean, like, because it's a pre-programmed path.
I think so. Well, sometimes my humans idea, are privy to. And as we all know, Johnny Neal is completely and utterly incapable of wrapping his head around the idea of AI and AIs being sentient.
This is true.
So, and I think God that's, bless him. Yeah, I think that's the case, is that, you know, these are not robots, they're AIs, you know, low-level hobbled AIs, but still, they perform the way that they're supposed to perform.
Yeah, and as you pointed out, this is something they do every day.
Yeah.
Whether there's someone there to witness it or not, it's the path that they go
right.
on.
And, you know, if you look at the, like, you know, what, three times we've seen the attempted safe heist, generally they're killed in Sweetwater.
Yes.
So, yeah. You know.
This is the make sure that storyline ends and they can
yeah,
leave
you're all going down to repairs at the end of the
although
day.
Although we can only imagine, like, this place must have money just to burn if they're like, yeah, even if nobody's there, we're going to kill these guys and spend money having people
well,
fix
like,
them
every
day.
Well, like, the packages are like, you know, just for like 2 weeks in the park is $5 million.
True. One of the things I found most confusing in this episode was the sequences with Ed Harris and Teddy.
Right.
I'm not entirely sure what happened there. I feel like I'm starting to believe that Teddy actually is Wyatt.
So the most popular theories seem to be that Teddy is Wyatt and that Dolores is Wyatt, and then maybe that nobody is Wyatt other than the avatar that we see when Teddy has his little recollection of
mm-hmm. But we also, that same sequence, it seems like when we see it this time and he re-remembers, it's, that guy's not even there.
Yeah.
It's just Teddy killing everyone.
Exactly. At some point, you know, Teddy went into, you know, at the 35-year ago mark, Teddy went into Escalante and killed everybody. But he does very much, and then Wyatt shot the general. And there's been a lot of conjecture that the general is actually Arnold,
mm-hmm.
and that Wyatt is Dolores. And that's why we, you know, our you know, next to last gasping moment of this yeah. thing is Dolores admitting that, oh, I can't talk to Arnold because I killed him.
Yeah. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah. Which is, yeah, our big, huh?
But, you know, which also one makes me wonder, maybe that was exactly what Arnold wanted her to do, though.
There's a bit of that. And there's also, you know, we know that mythical event that we'll all be able to upload our consciousness, and maybe that's exactly what he's done, because somebody named Arnold is sure the fuck talking to everybody else in the present timeline.
In that elegant code that doesn't appear at all like Dr. Ford's code, like
yeah.
they keep referring to.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Maybe it's elegant because yeah. it is indeed real consciousness.
Yes.
and
cannot be fucked with very easily.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, like, aside from humans, your consciousness, I mean, we just elected Donald Trump is all I'm saying.
Oh,
obviously,
God.
Our consciousness is easily altered and fucked with.
By the internet.
I confuse, though, why, and I'm blanking on her name, the woman who was there proves to be part of the, like, Wyatt's tribe.
Yes,
why does she kill Teddy?
Good question.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know. And
that scene's more confusing.
It seems like, you know, she's been able to, you know, the implication is that she's the one who puts a noose around his neck and ties it to his horse, which they shouldn't be able to do. So if she didn't do it, who the fuck did?
Yeah, yeah, very good question.
You know, and which is interesting because who should show up next but Charlotte?
I keep thinking, going back to the thing with Dolores killing Arnold, if, you know, they keep reminding us that these characters are able to break out of their routines and start to become more self-aware when they connect with very personal tragedies and horrifying things. And
right.
maybe that was exactly what Arnold decided to have her do, because that was the one way to make her truly
sure.
break into real consciousness, as
yeah,
we've
yeah.
learned now, was always his goal.
Yeah.
Like, clearly someone has never read Isaac Asimov. I mean, Ford has.
Yeah.
Arnold was like, well, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, once again, going back to Donald Trump, I think Arnold is right. We probably don't deserve to be here anymore. And maybe these synthetic beings, which are clearly superior to human beings, right, as Ford has pointed out, are the way to go.
I mean, yeah, there is very much the idea that Arnold could be to the point where it's just like, no, the hosts are our next. This is our next stage of evolution.
Yeah.
You know, the artificial consciousness that is essentially immortal.
Unfortunately, we don't have that, and it would just be a bunch of, like, Eliza clones chattering to each other. So how do you feel? How do you feel? Anyway, that is the penultimate episode of Westworld. Thank you for joining me, and we'll be back next week to review the finale, and then we won't be back, yes, for like a year on this one.
We won't. Although I will be appearing on the TV Dudes and talking more about the entire season on their next episode, which will not be this week, obviously, but sometime in the next 2 weeks it'll go up.
Benedict Arnold.
I'll try to let you know. Oh, it's Randy. We love him.
I just chose that because it had Arnold in
it. That's true. What kind of Arnold are you?